بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my brothers and sisters، بإذن الله تعالى الحمد لله. I'm looking at an absolutely scene of indescribable beauty where there is this tree which I'm trying to photograph, and I'll put it to this. See how the light of the sun shines on the back of the leaves and makes them almost transparent. And you can see the water and the background. Sea water, water for river, sea, lakes. If you see it in the light of the morning sun, when the light strikes it from an angle, the only way I have of describing that is a carpet of diamonds. Quite literally, that's what it looks like. It looks like a carpet of diamonds. It shimmers, absolutely shimmers all the way to the horizon. And again, I'll try and take a picture of that. I don't know if the picture can convey the beauty of what I'm seeing. What Allah created and its beauty is something it's indescribable, subhanAllah. And I'm most grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for giving me the opportunity of seeing that in so many different ways and giving me the ability to recognize it and the opportunity to thank Him for His bounty and grace. My brothers and sisters, we have spoken about the issue of understanding the focusing on the amal of the Quran, focusing on practice of the Quran. I want to end that series by reiterating one thing which really doesn't need to be said. It's quite understood as far as I'm concerned, but just in case anybody has any doubts about this, please understand and note that by no means whatsoever am I saying that learning Arabic is not important or that grammar is unimportant. Please, I mean, I'm not that stupid. And I ask you to give that thought, because if you don't understand Arabic, if you don't understand grammar, then believe me, a huge part of enjoyment of the Kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be denied to you. Because the grammar, the language of the Quran is part of the miracle of the Quran. It is part of the mu'jiza that the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is constructed, the way it is constructed, the sound of it. When we listen to Qur'an, reciting Qur'an, and we appreciate their recitation, remember that recitation would not be that way if the kalam was not that way. So it is really the recitation sounds beautiful because the kalam is beautiful. It is written that way. It is impossible, for example, for somebody to recite Surah Al-Furqan or Surah Al-Isra or Surah Al-Rahman and so many other surahs. And of course, the whole of the Quran it applies to. But I'm saying specific surahs which we recite because of the beauty of that recitation. I stopped to let you listen to the sound of the gulls which are flying above me. So I'm saying that the recitation would not sound that beautiful if it wasn't written so beautifully, if the original revelation was not that beautiful. I mean, it is the construction of the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the grammar of it, the way it is, the way the words are said, and that's the whole point of the Arabic, the whole point of the grammar of the Quran. So it's extremely important. Those of you who are learning Arabic language, those of you who are focusing on the grammar of it and so on and so forth, all power to you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase you in knowledge. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for you. May Allah open the doors to the understanding of His kalam, and may Allah make that the niyyah for your learning the language, that you're learning it in order to understand the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not just a language for the sake of language, but language so that you understand the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My brothers and sisters, as far as the issue of means is concerned, it's an important thing to for us to remember and keep in mind and not confuse the means for the end. This happens far more often than it should. Arabic language is the means for us to understand the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that we can practice what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us to do. The end, the objective, the goal is to bring Islam into our lives. The goal is not learning Arabic language. The goal is not simply reading the Quran. The goal is not to read its meaning and its tafsir and so on and so forth. All of those are necessary. All of those are very important. But the final goal is to practice what we learn. If that does not happen at the end of all of the exercise, at the end of all of the effort of learning the language, of going to classes or having halakas or reading or whatever it is, then all the effort would have been wasted. Not only would it have been wasted, but it will become a problem for us when we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because it will become a hujjat against us. It will become an argument against us to say that even though he knew Arabic language, even though he read the Quran, even though he went to classes, even though he understood everything, still he didn't practice. Now imagine what kind of a tragedy that will be. Now obviously the alternative of it is not to say, let me remain ignorant, let me not learn Arabic, let me not read the Quran, let me not read tafsir, let me not go to a halaqa or go to a class. That would be completely oxymoronic and stupid. The solution to ignorance is knowledge, not more ignorance. So therefore, we need to focus on this and say, how will I use the best means at my disposal in order to achieve the aim? The measurement criteria will be only on the final result, not on how you run the race. How you run the race is important in order that you win the race. At the end of all the teaching and training, at the end of all watching the videos, at the end of all the practice, if you still do not win the race, then all of that practice and all of that learning has no meaning. It's no use saying, well, you know, even though I didn't win the race, I know exactly how to do it. I am the world's greatest expert on how to run this race. That would be a completely stupid statement. That would not have any credibility, because you did not win the race. The purpose of running the race is to win it. The purpose of learning how to win the race is to win the race. And after all the learning, if we don't win the race, then we have not learnt anything. Now, I'm saying all of this in such detail because sometimes there is that confusion to say that people get very involved and people get very enthusiastic and energetic about the means. Reading Quran with reading the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whatever we do. I mean, this, and the same thing applies even outside of Islamic knowledge, in any other kind of knowledge. The only place where it would not apply is where the knowledge is simply facts. So if I'm just reading history, for example, I've given this example before, then, you know, maybe one can say, well, what is the result of this? I mean, there is no result. But my own orientation even there is to ask questions to say, what did I learn from this which I can apply in my life today? That is a very important thing to do. And I remind myself and you, let us focus on doing that.
وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.